Oh, man, listen, it feels so good to be here tonight in front of you or with you. I've been locked up in my office at home every Wednesday night since July, and it's okay because I knew you were there. But, boy, it's good to be in the house. I got to tell you, after a while, being alone like that, just teaching to the four walls and that camera in front of you, I put that little tripod away, Brother Rick. I mean, I just put it away. So I want to encourage you tonight. So let's go here for a few minutes, and then I'm going to ask you this. We are going to, as we're praying, whenever you feel like it, when you're praying, just bring the Lord an offering and put it in the boxes. I know there's just a few of us here tonight, but I do not care. There's more than I had at my house. Okay, so I'm glad you're here tonight. And so, Father, just accept our tithes, accept our offering, whatever we are giving tonight. And, Lord, I just bless this to further the gospel. And I bless this to further your people in their harvest. And so, Lord, tonight as we pray, tonight as we soak, tonight as we learn, we will just bring you an offering of our love in Jesus' name. Amen. So you can bring that whenever you feel to. Maybe you're just praying something special and the Holy Spirit reminds you of something and you just may want to give it then. So, you know, there's just, I could come here every time that we come into the service and bring you something new that's happened that day. I mean, it's not like it was happening just once a month. It's just like now, every day, wave upon wave upon wave. And it just never stops. It's just something new all the time. And most of the time, it's another lie or another conspiracy or another theory. I don't know if there's truth. I think there's some truth somewhere. Brother Danny, grab this mic. I've got two of them, and Lord knows I don't need two. All right, let's see. There you go. Got a new sound man back there tonight. Thank you, Pastor Lindell. Good. So, anyway, so I want to bring you good news. Okay, we're not going to talk about all that stuff. We could talk till the cows come home about all that. But I just wanted to give you some good news and comfort today. As I told you I was going to, this is going to be charge, midweek charge, okay? Just a little charge up for our spirit and comfort. So right in the middle of all the counterfeit, all the lies, all the mess, all the stuff, let me remind you that in the middle of all the lawlessness, the Holy Spirit remains just the same. The Bible said to set our face like a flint, that our Jesus never changes, the same yesterday, today, and how long? Okay, that's how he is. And so he just stays real. He just stays right. He just stays true all the time. And his promises are true and are always available to us. He is available to us. And I got a feeling we're going to be seeking the Holy Spirit on these Wednesday nights for a while. That's what I feel in my spirit, that we need to draw closer to him and pull his power into us. It's available, so we may as well have everything that he says that we can have, because he can meet our needs and the world's needs in this desperate time. So I want you to look at a familiar portion of Scripture. Go to Romans chapter 8. And I want to start here because you mentioned prayer. And here's what happens. Sometimes you don't have a lot of people that come to prayer meeting. And there's probably two reasons for that. Number one, probably the largest reason would be this, is that they say, I don't know how to pray. I just don't know how. And you and I were taught how to pray, most of us, from the time we were children. But, you know, as you get older and you go through things, I mean, I've heard many of you say, and I've said it myself, I don't even know how to pray about this. God, I just do not know what to say. Well, that's why I want us to go right here to Romans chapter 8, and let's see what the Holy Spirit says about it in 8:26. I think Kathy has it above 8:26. Likewise, I'm glad you all brought your Bibles tonight. Please, I like that when you bring them so you can mark it and keep it. Likewise, the Spirit also helps where? in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And so there, Jesus is making a point through his prophet, through Paul here. And Paul is saying, I'm just telling you right now, we don't always know how to pray as we ought to. Just as we ought to. We just don't always know how. But he says the Holy Spirit is always there to help you in your weaknesses. Because then he goes, and I love this part. I love it the way he tagged the end of that verse and said, but the Spirit himself, not a representative, the Spirit, who is the Spirit? The Spirit of God. The Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings, which cannot be uttered. So if a word cannot be uttered, then it must mean that it's still in here, in your uttermost person, in the deepest part of the person. And it says he's making the intercession. And he's having groanings. You know, the old-timers used to groan in the church. Every now and then I'll come into a place of prayer where I groan at home. I haven't groaned at church in a long time. But there's those groanings. But the Holy Spirit groans. And when he groans, I'm telling you, church, that's a whole nother place to be. That's a whole nother dimension. But it says he just does that just because of our prayers. You may not sense it. You may not know it. It may not have come up in you to feel it like we're talking about right here. But it says he will cause that prayer to be heard because he's praying it in his own language. And you know what language the Holy Spirit speaks? He speaks the heavenly language. And that's why he wants us to speak the heavenly language. It says even when he speaks it, you do not know what he's saying. It's groanings. It can't even be talked about or uttered. So there's those times where you and I have to come in. I'm praying that every one of us in Landmark will come into this place where we can, everybody will be praying in tongues. That you will be able to speak in tongues. Some of you even here tonight may say, Pastor, I believe I'm filled with the Spirit, but I don't speak in tongues. But you really must speak in tongues. It's for our own good. It's powerful. Very, very powerful. And it works in this heavenly language with the Holy Spirit. There just comes this connection, and it touches heaven. And the thing I want to talk about tonight is the supply of the Holy Spirit. Some of you may have seen just a little devotional that I put on Facebook today. And I love what it said. Turn over to 1 Corinthians, and I want you to see this. We're just going to jump ahead. Let's see, where did I have that? 1 Corinthians. Kathy, put it up for me, would you? I'm not even sure I wrote it down in my notes. Okay, there we go. Look at this, you guys. Is this awesome? I'm not going to go into it like I did on Facebook, just a little devo, but look at this. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. Somebody saying, thank God. I don't want the spirit of the world. He said, I just want you to know you have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. So we don't have this spirit of the world that I was just talking about, that every day it's a new trouble, new evil, new lie, new lawlessness, new confusion. He said, you're not of that world, but you're of my Spirit. Look at it. But you are not of the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God. Why was the Spirit that came from God, or the Spirit of God, why was he given to us? He said this. For one reason, we'll just hang on right here to this word. One reason, a good reason, because of this, he said, so that you would know all the things that have been so freely given to you. Now, they're free for us, Brother Danny, but they cost Jesus every drop of his blood. Not free for him, broke the Father's heart, but free for us. So he said, now, I want you to know everything that it's been freely given to you. So when we just read, going back to Romans chapter 8, verse 26, when the Spirit of God makes intercession for us and he prays for us, you know, we really cut ourselves short by going to somebody else. And again, prayer partners are good, but we cut ourselves short when we go to somebody else and say, pray, when you can go get in your prayer closet all by yourself and he meets you there and you begin to talk to the Lord and the Holy Spirit is right there and he just kicks in and makes intercession. He begins to talk to God about your issue. And the Bible also says that Jesus forever lives to make intercession for us. So we have two intercessors, not our intercessors that always met in the back. We didn't have to cry and say, oh, now we miss Sister Maureen. She's our head intercessor and we miss her. But she's gone. But you've got to know that we still have Jesus, our head intercessor, and the Holy Spirit, our intercessor. And he wants to make sure that we know everything that we have that is he's freely given to us. So when that happens, you get in that closet with him, you'll find out that when the Holy Spirit begins to intercede, he kicks into another gear or another dimension, as old Dr. Cho used to say, come into another dimension in him. Hallelujah. So we don't have to work anything up. All you have to do is listen. And then, you know what else? He instructs us what to pray for. Remember when I just told you, we read it? It said, we don't know how to pray as we ought or the way we should. There's times where I've been praying and he would put a loved one on my heart. I remember my aunt years ago, her son was married, had children, but he got tangled up with some bad boys and they were up in San Jose. She's living here in Porterville. And the Holy Spirit woke her up in the middle of the night. And she couldn't say that he spoke to her heart to pray for him. But she just began to intercede and pray. And the Holy Spirit was praying with her. And you know, that boy was in big trouble, but the Lord delivered him. And so it was a beautiful thing. There's been crazy things that I thought were crazy. How many of you remember that movie? I thought of it before I got here. Remember where the little midget guy said, the plane. And the guy in the white suit? Fantasy Island. Oh, I used to like to watch that sometimes. And so then, it was in the middle of the night and I woke up. And it was the strangest request. Pray for that man in that white suit. What was it? It doesn't matter what his name was. Y'all know who he was. So pray for him. So I got up and began to pray for that man. I said, Lord, maybe you want to save him. I don't know who he is or what he's about or what he does or doesn't do. He needed help. And do you know, it wasn't because you prayed. Well, it probably was. I mean, I'm sure I wasn't the only one. I'm sure the Lord probably rattled a few cages. Maybe he had a praying mother, and she was crying out for him. Who knows what it was? But you know what? That man, and 2 months later, gave his heart to the Lord. I heard he got saved. And so don't ever ignore what you feel. You know, he won't say, Laura, I need you to go pray, you know, pray for Linda tonight. No, you just have that feeling. And feelings are very important to the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not talking about just getting emotionally wild and we go to prayer. I'm not talking about just getting wild. But whenever the word, remember when it said, do not grieve the Holy Spirit? I looked up the word grieve years ago. And it simply meant to grieve the Holy Spirit. Listen to this. To grieve the Holy Spirit just means to feel bad. And so when you begin to feel bad, either about something you've done or maybe you're grieving because a loved one's passed or whatever it is, you're feeling bad about it, that's the Holy Spirit causing you to feel bad because he feels bad about it. So he's grieving, so he's like, okay, I need you to pray for this on earth. Isn't it amazing that he chose us to pray for it on earth? He doesn't really need that. He could just do it. But he said, I want you to be a part of it. That's because we're his family. Hallelujah. So you don't have to work anything up. Just tonight, as we're praying, just give him some time to listen and see if he lays anyone on your heart. Pray in the Spirit, pray in English, but just see what he says. And not only is the Holy Spirit, of course, the Spirit of God, but he is Jesus without limitations. And you say, oh, Pastor, Jesus didn't have any limitations. Yes, he did. Jesus could only be one place at one time. And it's going to be like us tonight. I'm looking at you now, but when I leave, I'm not going to see you anymore till we come back to see each other in person. And so when they walked away from Jesus, he was gone. And they were apart. But Jesus told his disciples, and it was very important, before he left, the last thing he said is, I'm going to go away, and this is going to be very important to you, and I'm going to send the Father to you. And, I'm going to send the promise of the Father to you. And when he comes, he will lead you and guide you into all truth. And he will comfort you. Go wait for him. And I hear the Lord saying, my people better be waiting on my Spirit once again to cause him to intercede for this earth and for this nation and everything that they have need of. But he really, church, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, I want you to know everything that I have provided for you and I have freely given. Later on, I'm sure over in the other building when I spoke on the Holy Spirit, I took you through John chapters, 13, 14, 15, 16. You know what? I cannot even imagine my life, and you guys too that's been with the Lord a long time. I cannot imagine my life, Sister Linda, without John chapter 14 and John chapter 15 and 16, where Jesus said, I'm going away, but it's expedient for you that I come, or I send the Holy Spirit. And when he comes, he'll fill you with power and he'll make you a witness. He will comfort you. His name is comfort. I don't even know how. I can't imagine living without those chapters. And then I thought, can you guys imagine living without Psalms chapter 23? The Lord is my shepherd. Can you imagine just living without Psalms 91? And when this COVID all started back in 20, Psalms 91 is what, I'm telling you what, it seemed like it was the only chapter everybody in town knew. It was all over Facebook, all over the emails. It was Psalms 91. I'm thinking, God, what would we do without Psalms 91? What would we do without Genesis chapter 1? It's like it's all a part of our DNA. I'm like, God, I just start thinking about it. You think, what would we do without some of the songs we have? What would we do without Amazing Grace? How sweet the sound. Can you imagine living life without that old song, Amazing Grace? I can't imagine living without that old song. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. Hear our faintest cry. Answer by and by. All those songs we grew up on. How great thou art. I feel like traveling on. And then Sarah had the radio on the other day. We were going to Visalia, and she's listening to the message, and they started playing, I Can Only Imagine. I said, honey, can you imagine us living without that song in our repertoire or whatever you want to call it? I can only imagine, even the little kids. I mean, when that came out, our little choir, their little kids get up here, and they would lip sync it. The moms and dads would want to sing it. It would want to be in every play. I'm thinking, what would we do without? I can only imagine. Think about Waymaker, Miracle Worker. Those babies of mine, they were out on the little playground, out on their little slide and swing set at home. And you know what Parker was singing coming down that slide? Waymaker, Miracle Worker. What is that? It's a part of your DNA. It becomes a part of us. Oh, man, I'm just so thankful that we have these things in us. And if you didn't, you should have some of it in you now. Hallelujah. And when I said Jesus' words are yes and amen, they sure are. It says when the words are in him, they're yes. And when they're in God, they are a man. So, here's the deal, you guys. Here's the deal. Whatever he says, it's exactly what he's going to do. If he told his disciples, now I'm going to go away and I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to you. What happened? Exactly what he said. I'm going to shed my blood. I'm going to die. But then he said, I'm going to get up out of that grave. What did he do? Just exactly what he said. And he rose again. But then he said, and just like you saw me come, I'm going to go away. What did he do? Exactly what he said. They saw him go away on a cloud. And he said, just like you saw me leave, the angel said, that's just how he's going to come back. What's he going to do? Exactly what he said he's going to do. He's going to come back just like that. And if he sent his Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit went in the upper room and filled him with his Spirit. And Jesus said, now, not only will he be with you like I was with you, he will be in you. What happened? He filled them just like Jesus said he would do. So whatever he says, see, this is why the Holy Spirit says it's so important, or Paul said, it's so important that the Holy Spirit came to tell you of everything that you have in him. Okay, I want to close because I want us to have time to pray. I was afraid this was going to happen. Hallelujah. Would you look with me at Philippians 1:19? Look at Philippians 1:19. And church, can I mention this to you? It's just us, but I sure appreciate you being here on this Wednesday. Thank you guys so much. Ken, thank you so much for being here on your birthday. Your wife's home, very, very sick, bedridden woman, but she's here. Linda's here. Her husband's homesick, but she's here. Some of you didn't feel like coming out tonight, but you're here. Kathy, I see you're here. Lori, you got stuff going on, but you're here. My gosh. So Jesus said, as it gets closer to the end of time, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. So what are we not going to do? We're not going to forsake the house of God. We're going to stay together. That's what we are going to do at Landmark. And I know that one day this house is going to be full on Wednesday night for prayer. Even if it's just prayer, it'll be full. Okay, look at 1 Corinthians. Is that what I said? Okay, Philippians 1:19. Okay, look at this. I love this. For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance. Again, Paul says, because he's in prison. I know this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So he said, why is it going to turn out good? Because I have the supply of the Holy Spirit. And I have your prayers. So see, this is why it all comes together, you guys. This is why it all comes together. Because we have prayer. We have the intercession of Jesus and the intercession of the Holy Spirit. We have our prayers and we have the supply of the Holy Spirit. Now, we could talk about this all day, but can you think real fast and let me read fast? I just spoke into my iPad a lot of these things. I looked up in the back of the book, okay? So here it is. I said, what is the supply of the Holy Spirit? What is the Spirit? What does the Spirit carry? Listen, these are all the announcements in the Word. He is called. What's he called? He's called the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of conviction. That's why we got saved. It was him that convicted us. Spirit of conviction, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of holiness, the Spirit of light, the Spirit of adoption, the Spirit of help, the Spirit of liberty, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of revelation, the Spirit of promise, the Spirit of love, the Spirit of meekness, the Spirit of a sound mind, the Spirit of grace, the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of prophecy. And I'll stop there because we could just go on and on and on. So this is a full supply. And so why we've come today is to receive and say, Holy Spirit, give me everything that you have. Because Paul said he didn't want us to come behind anybody. He didn't want us to become behind anyone in any gift. Listen, and he didn't want us to lack anything. And that's including material things and spiritual things and physical things. It's all available to us. So today we just got to seek him, to walk in him. And I believe tonight, church, and you know this, 1 John 4:4, we can surely say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And we're not a part of that world. He said, you're not a part of that. Jesus said, you're not a part of the world. You're just like me. I'm in it, but not of it. So greater is he. So you guys, let's just have some time in prayer. You can listen, you can walk and pray. If you're used to praying out loud, pray out loud. I might pray a little loud, like loud tonight. Sometimes we pray quietly or loud, however you want. I just don't like to interrupt you in what you're praying. But we're going to pray however we want to pray. So, you know, if you want to get on your knees, come to the altars, walk, whatever you want. But always, before we come into the presence of the Lord, don't forget to bring him an offering. But don't forget to worship him before you ask him for anything. But I pray there will be a little soaking in his presence. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.